Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Wendy Stewart with Bank of America. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I'm excited to learn about this new initiative that Bank of America is partnering with, the Million Mask Challenge in Atlanta. Tell us all about it.
So the Bank of America, in response to the pandemic and the COVID crisis, which has, you know, really impacted communities of color disproportionately greater than other communities, you know, we felt like there was a need to make sure these communities had the PPE that they need to stay safe and healthy. And, you know, one critical component to that are masks. And so Bank of America pledged to donate 4 million masks across the United States as part of our $1 billion investment to address systemic racism and economic mobility issues that really have resulted due to COVID. And as we looked at the need in Atlanta, we at Bank of America decided to donate 140,000 masks to roughly 14 organizations, Morehouse School of Medicine and Atlanta Public Schools being two large recipients. But as we donated those 140,000 masks, we realized that there was a much, much greater need. And so we got to talking with some of our partners, and we realized that, you know what, there could be an opportunity here for us to leverage our donation and to get other corporations involved. And one thing led to another, and we came up with this 1 million mask challenge.
Well, it's funny. You make it seem like that's an easy thing to pull off. But one thing, can you talk a little bit about how one thing leads to another?
That's, sure.
You know, it wasn't so, like you waved a magic wand and, you know, 90 nonprofits said, hey, we're in. So I'm sure it took a lot of legwork and connecting folks and reaching out to a lot of people.
It definitely did. And there is no way that we could have accomplished this without a strong partnership with the Metro Atlanta Chamber and the Global Health Crisis Coordination Center. And our partnership with the Metro Atlanta Chamber, we do a lot of work with the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and they've been a terrific partner on many fronts. And this mask challenge was no exception. And as we were talking with the Metro Atlanta Chamber, we said, look, there is a tremendous need. And we know that the business community in Atlanta is incredibly generous. And so how might we leverage our 140,000 masks that Bank of America has given to challenge the business community in Atlanta to step up and give? And if you think about, you know, in the philanthropic community, oftentimes someone, whether it's a foundation or an individual, might give a grant, and that is a challenge grant for that organization to go out and raise more money. And we thought about it in terms of that concept. And so when we partnered with the Metro Atlanta Chamber and the Global Health Crisis Coordination Center, they were awesome partners in us being able to galvanize the business community. And there's no way that we could have accomplished this without them. And, you know, what we found is that as we would ask one company, you know, that would be, you know, 50,000 masks here and 100,000 masks there. And, you know, in some cases there were smaller companies and they were 5,000 masks, but every single company that stepped up enabled us to get to this 1 million masks. And that then went to over 90 nonprofit organizations across Metro Atlanta.
Yeah, it's quite an achievement. How has the folks up the chain at Bank of America thought about that? Because, you know, they were trying to shoot for 4 million, you know, across the whole United States. You guys are going for 1 million here in this one market.
So our chief administrative officer, she was funny when she knew the mask challenge, then she encouraged other cities, you know, whereas she's coordinating the donations of these masks to do something similar. And we have seen that it has had that compounding effect, which is really terrific because, you know, this is not, you know, just, I mean, I think that there's a unique partnership in Atlanta between the business community and the philanthropic community and the nonprofit community. And, you know, being able to, for us to point to these strong partnerships and how we can help each other, I think has been a catalyst for other cities where we're doing business.
So is that actually happening? Are you seeing more and more folks kind of collaborating in this manner across the country?
Yes, we are. And in fact, in Charlotte, they did something similar through a relationship that they have with an organization that is similar to the Metro Atlanta Chamber to be that conduit to really help bring the business community together and to donate more masks than if just one company was doing it on its own.
So now how does, so what stage are you at now? Are the masks, you've gathered the masks and handed them all out? Are you done or are you looking for more masks? Where are you at?
So in about 8 weeks, we were able to round up a million masks that were donated from a variety of companies. And a big shout out to Genuine Parts, to NCR, to Coca-Cola. I mean, they really led the way by donating very large numbers of masks. But again, there were other companies like Dragon Army that were a great partner too. And once we had all of the masks, then the next challenge was distributing over a million masks. And we did distribute those masks again to over 90 nonprofit organizations. There a couple of the key recipients, Grady Health System received 100,000 masks, which, you know, when you think about what Grady does, and especially in the middle of a pandemic, we thought it was absolutely appropriate to make sure that those first responders have the PPE they need to care for others and keep themselves healthy and safe. There are two school systems, Fulton County Public Schools and Atlanta Public Schools, each received 50,000 masks. And MedShare, another organization that we partnered with, received actually almost 425,000 masks, so nearly half the masks, because they have the infrastructure to be able to distribute to smaller nonprofit organizations. And that's been a great way for us to really get these masks out into the community. But there's still more work to do. And, you know, we're seeing as schools are trying to reopen, as we think about, you know, other businesses that, you know, employ essential workers, you know, that there is an ongoing need to make sure that these organizations and that these businesses have the masks that they need to keep their employees safe, and then also the constituents safe who are either, you know, going to school or using these businesses. And we want to continue to support that.
So this isn't kind of a one and done. This is going to be an ongoing thing through the pandemic?
Well, so, you know, we have achieved our first goal, which is for $1 million for a million masks. And, you know, we'll have to look at as there's more reopening that is taking place across the city, if another challenge might be in order. So we'll have to think about that.
And then, so how can people help if they wanted to get involved?
Well, we definitely have a way that we can get people involved, and we would love for them to contact the Metro Atlanta Chamber, who is actually on point for coordinating this effort. And you can reach them via email at maskdonations@macoc.com.
And then what about nonprofits if they want to get on this list of recipients?
Sure. So same thing for any nonprofits who are interested in receiving mask donations. The same applies for them. They can contact the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And again, that email address is maskdonations@macoc.com.
Well, Wendy, thank you so much for sharing your story and doing the work you're doing. It's important, and it's a great example about how the public and private sector can work together for the whole community.
Well, thank you for having me, Lee. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the work that we're doing together across Atlanta.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. You're listening to Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.